Welcome in, 105.7 FM The Fan, WWE Podcast. I am Cody Grant, alongside me, Bart Winkler, both working on the Chuck and Winkler Show. Bart, of course, is your co-host. I am your producer, also known as Cody Rhodes,
who good name
is
for
wrestling
you.
For New Japan Pro Wrestling, former WWE superstar. He will not be on the card this Sunday when WWE invades the Staples Center for No Mercy, the 13th installment of No Mercy, by the way. So a Raw pay-per-view, so plenty of talent, of course, on the card. We just take a look down this card. One more match got added on Raw between the Intercontinental Championship, The Miz and Jason Jordan. But plenty more to look forward to, like Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar, and of course John Cena and Roman Reigns, and a few more on the list. Which one do you want to get started with here?
Let's go right down that little list you have in front of your eyes.
Okay, well, the Cruiserweight Championship, I don't know how many people are looking forward to this one. It's Neville and Enzo Amore. It's about time Enzo is a Cruiserweight, because he is a Cruiserweight.
Yeah, but he is, but he can't wrestle.
No, he can't.
And all these Cruiserweights can wrestle. And the Cruiserweight division has not been shown much on Raw the last few weeks, ever since Enzo kind of jumped in there. And the star, I mean, he's been getting beat up week after week, and so you would think that that should continue or Neville should beat him, but this being the WWE, I almost see them putting the belt on Enzo.
Well, here's the thing with the Cruiserweight division. There's no characters in that division except for Neville, and that's why he is the champion.
How about the guy that headbutts people?
Is that a character?
He's got the umbrella.
Jack Gallagher?
Yeah.
Is he really a good talker? Is he?
I don't know. I fast forward.
I don't know. Like, I mean,
they don't even do purple ropes anymore.
I'm not saying that he's not good at what he does, but they don't give them a stage to become these interesting characters, except for Neville. He's really the only guy that is interesting, at least in my opinion, in the Cruiserweight division. Now, Enzo Amore, like him or dislike him, he is interesting.
I don't like that they exist. I don't like that there's a whole other division. That
no, I don't like it either.
I mean, if you want to have a Cruiserweight title, I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't like it.
And it's 205 now, right? That's the weight class. That's why it's 205 live. It used to be 220 was the weight class. But now you had guys like Daniel Bryan, who's 217, wrestling for the World Heavyweight title, or CM Punk. Smaller
guys
like that.
What if one of these guys are good enough to win? I don't like that there's something completely separate from the main show. It feels like it's separate from the main show. So a lot of times I do fast forward, and they've tried to do things where they've at least given you recognizable guys. I mean, even as low on the totem pole as Titus O'Neil, managing whatever his name is.
He got a shout out on our show this morning.
Yeah, it was weird. But I don't get into it, and now I do feel like they're going to put the belt on Enzo.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's going to stay with Neville.
And then Enzo goes in chase mode?
Yes.
Nobody wants to see him win. Nobody likes him.
Well, maybe he doesn't win. But wait a second. Say that thing one more time. Nobody likes him?
Who likes Enzo?
I'm not saying anybody likes him, but who likes Roman Reigns? They put the title on him.
Well, people like Roman Reigns.
Well, kids and moms.
That's who likes Enzo? People that pretend it's still NXT 2014?
Maybe. So you think they're going to put the title on Enzo?
Yeah, I do. I do think they will.
I'm going to say it stays with Neville, but it's going to be a sloppy finish, a disqualification, or something like that, where Neville keeps the title, but Enzo still has a reason to get a rematch.
I don't know. I feel like they're going to... I mean, yeah, Enzo, okay, well, he's got a lot of heat backstage, but I think for as much as they're burying Enzo, they're also burying the Cruiserweight division.
Well, that's been known for since it started.
So you might as well do the two things together and give Enzo the belt. I don't even like that this exists. So I don't even like talking about it.
All right, well, let's move on. Okay. Get out of the Cruiserweight division. We'll never talk about it again on this podcast.
I don't watch it. I don't like it.
No, that's okay. I'm not disagreeing with you on this.
I feel like I'm not a fan of the Cruiserweight. Like, I feel like I should like
it.
No,
you're not wrong not to like it. I don't think it says anything about the wrestlers in the Cruiserweight division. I think it's just the way they are staged as a side attraction to Raw. You know, they have Raw, which is the main show, and then they cut out of it and say, this is the Cruiserweight division, 205 Live, and it feels like they're telling us, oh, this is just a sideshow of Raw. Raw's like already too long.
Yeah. It'd like be if you had NXT on, and then they had their own show, but once a week there's an NXT match on Raw. That's stupid.
Yeah, so moving on, Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt. Does anybody care about this rivalry anymore?
Is this called a man versus man match?
Yeah, something like that.
Because they're not demons?
Yeah. Well, Bray Wyatt, I don't think he's a demon. I think he's... I don't know what he is.
Some sort... This doesn't do anything for me either. I told you last week I wanted to see Finn Balor and the Bullet Club team up. Or no, that's AJ Styles. No, that is Finn Balor.
No, they were both in the Bullet Club, yeah. But AJ Styles
is
on SmackDown, and Finn Balor was the original leader of the Bullet Club.
I mean, Bray's not going to win this anyway, so who cares? This is another thing that is dumb. Not to be all pessimistic, but Bray Wyatt's character is bad.
When's the last time Bray Wyatt won a high-profile feud? Dean Ambrose?
I don't know.
2 years ago?
I don't know. I mean, and if you're going to have Finn ever join the Universal Chase again, because he was your first champion.
He's never got his rematch either.
Right. So the last thing you want the guy to do is lose to
Bray. He's not losing to Bray.
But so what's Bray's point? What the purpose of Bray
Wyatt?
Bray's
a jobber.
The purpose of Bray Wyatt is to, whenever you have a big-name star that doesn't have anything to do, you fight with Bray?
Pretty much.
Well, then it's a waste of my time. Look, Raw's 3.5 hours, right? It's 3.5.
Well, 3 hours, 20 minutes.
3.5 hours.
It always goes over.
There's no... I don't have that much time to spend in my life on Bray Wyatt. I probably won't even watch this pay-per-view.
Well, I'll be at Lambeau.
Yeah, and now that you have football on...
I can't watch it. I'll watch it on Monday.
You said it's the 13th No Mercy?
13th No Mercy.
Why do they even have names?
Pay-per-view names?
Why don't they just call it, hey, it's a pay-per-view?
Well, I don't...
What's something you do like, Bart? I don't know.
I don't think that's a good marketing strategy, Bart, if you just said, hey, it's a pay-per-view.
I'm going to see you at...
Hey, it's a pay-per-view.
What was the one that was so stupid?
Well, a lot of them are so stupid.
I'm going to see you at... Great Balls of Fire.
Fast Lane.
All dumb.
Fast Lane, more like a slow lane.
Terrible joke. Next.
I thought I was all right. John Cena versus Roman Reigns.
Now, I liked Roman Reigns. He had a good promo on Monday. A lot of guys had off Monday, you could tell. I think Cena was gone, and Bray basically, or not Bray, Roman basically did the promo that John did that kicked off the Rock John Cena feud. So he played clips of the promo of John Cena talking about how the Rock is not here. And then Roman Reigns did the same thing, did the little salute, the flip of the mic to the camera, said what Cena said. I thought that Reigns looked different this week. He seemed more comfortable giving a WWE-style promo. And I kind of liked him more because of it. I think that you have to have Roman Reigns win here, unless there's... Don't look at it as the next step. Look at it as, if Reigns wins, it's because this is going to happen next. Or if Reigns loses, it's because we have a plan and a storyline that we want to tell. Don't just have this... You're putting your two biggest guys against each other at a thing called No Mercy in September against the NFL. I don't know why they're hot-shotting this program. So if you're going to do that, at least have the right outcome. And I think because Reigns is there, he needs to be the one to win.
Well, what happens if Reigns loses? I don't see...
Then he's got to join the Shield.
Well, John Cena is leaving to go film Bumblebee, like another rip-off of... Not rip-off, another installment of Transformers. So he's not going to be around for a while. So Roman Reigns is going to win this match. I mean, I don't think I've ever been as sure in my life that John Cena is going to lose a match.
Unless Cena wins, fluky, and then they redo it again at WrestleMania.
No, I don't want to see that. If they're going to do it at WrestleMania, do that as the first match. Don't do that as a match that came in September and wait all the way until April, like they did with the whole Triple H turning on Seth Rollins when he pedigreed him and had Kevin Owens win the Universal Championship, and then Triple H left and took an 8-month vacation. You lose heat if you do that to a rivalry.
Right. And
so there's no way they're going to do that again or any installment like that. Roman Reigns is going to win this match. I think it's
when it comes to John Cena, I don't know if you can say that.
Well, this is not the same John Cena. This is part-time John Cena. He put over Shinsuke Nakamura. Even last year, he put over AJ Styles twice.
Yeah.
I mean, guys that Vince McMahon likes, he will let beat John Cena.
Yeah, I think Reigns has to win too, but I wouldn't put any money on it.
You know what's a good way to tell where each superstar stands in the eyes of Vince McMahon? By how many AAs they kick out of. If John Cena gives you an AA and pins you, you have no chance. If John Cena gives you an AA and you kick out and he gives you one more and he beats you, you're pretty good. But if you kick out of two AAs or more, Vince McMahon likes you. You're pretty much made. But then you're super made if you beat Super Cena, and that's what's going to happen with Roman Reigns.
Yeah,
that's
Vince's guy. You kick out of three finishers at minimum. I'll take Reigns to win, but I would never be so sure against John Cena.
So Neville and Enzo, you have Enzo, I have Neville. Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt, we both have Finn. And then John Cena versus Roman Reigns, we both have Roman Reigns, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, moving on to Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, the Raw Tag Team Champions versus Sheamus and Cesaro. I don't think there's any way Sheamus and Cesaro win this match.
I don't either. You put
the belts on the former Shield brethren, so you're not going to take them off right away.
No, and the build for those two guys to work together was so hot. I fast forward all these guys. I don't watch these tag matches.
It's the same match over and over. Or you have
Sheamus
Dean Ambrose.
Sheamus is a good talent. I love Cesaro.
Yeah. No,
Reigns,
I like all
Ambrose,
four of them.
I don't want to watch them together.
They're
Why
all great
that?
Wrestlers. I don't know what it is. I think that...
Do I expect too much from wrestling?
Maybe.
Like, it has to be great or I'm not watching.
When you look back in, like, the history of wrestling, and you go back to times where the Attitude Era was going on, when they were facing WCW, and you hear all this great stuff that happened in those 5, 6, 7 years, you don't look at all the bad stuff that happened too. There's a lot of bad stuff that happened in those years. Everybody calls it the greatest era of wrestling, but there's still a lot of bad. I don't think wrestling will ever come to a point where you see for, let's say, 6 months' time, 50-50 good, bad. I think it's going to always be at most 35% good and 65% bad.
Yeah, well, when I'm watching, I always wait for the bad to get good, so I'm just going to not watch.
But you can't just turn it off.
I just fast forward.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I watch Braun Strowman. I watch Reigns and Cena talk.
When's the last time Braun Strowman's been bad, though? He's been on fire for the last several months.
That's why I watch him. I'm not going to sit through a 25-minute tag match. I'm not going to watch it.
That's fair. So you got Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
Okay. You okay today?
No.
Anything I can do to make it better?
Yeah, you can make wrestling not suck.
I can't do that.
Okay.
Did you send your resume in to WWE yet?
No, I didn't do that yet.
All right, well, you should get on that. You know, send them some ideas. The Miz versus Jason Jordan or Kurt Angle's son?
There's some good build to this one. The show is centered around it on Monday. I would like The Miz to retain. I think if you're going to do this with Jason Jordan, you got to put a belt on him, though, at some point. If you're trying to build up a face, doing it against The Miz is a good avenue. I don't think they'll do it this weekend, but ultimately, if The Miz loses this belt, it will probably be to Jason Jordan.
I think Jason Jordan is the right guy for Miz to lose to, but not this weekend either. I think you've spent so long on this feud to build it up. I don't want to see it just end with Jordan winning the belt on the first try. Especially with the Miztourage there, you have to use those guys. They're going to be involved in the finish. And Jason Jordan's had his troubles with them the last few weeks. So I think Miz retains, but I think Jason Jordan chases him as well.
I'd like to see a 2-on-3 match between the Miztourage and Jason Jordan and Kurt Angle.
At WrestleMania?
Whenever. Miz has been taking as many shots, if not more, at Kurt than he has Jason Jordan.
There's been a lot of speculation with... Remember when Miz was taking all the shots at Daniel Bryan, mm-hmm. and people thought maybe Daniel Bryan will come back and wrestle The Miz?
Well, if Bryan ever comes back, he's wrestling The Miz.
And Kurt Angle is a guy, too, that is probably doesn't have a lot of matches left. I mean, do you want to see one of his last matches teaming with his son against The Miz and The Miztourage?
Well, you got to have a reason for him to...
He's got a reason there. There's a legitimate reason.
So then I would, yeah.
Okay, so you have The Miz winning this one?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a 5-person now. It was 4. It's now 5 because a certain diva or women's wrestler is back. Her name's Bayley.
Yeah, I don't know. How did she come back? I fast-forwarded.
She walked out and she looked at Nia Jax in the ring, and then she got into the ring, and then Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss and Bayley all tackled Nia Jax and pushed her out of the ring. And then Bayley gave the Bayley to belly on Alexa Bliss.
Nia's got to win at some point, doesn't she?
They built her up to be this unstoppable force. I mean, she's pretty much like the Braun Strowman of the women's division. But no, there's nothing that tells me she's going to win this Sunday. I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like she should be one of the centerpieces of the women's division. And now they have Asuka from NXT coming up, and she's going to be probably the centerpiece of the women's division. So I don't know what this does for Nia Jax if she doesn't win this
Sunday.
She'll win. You think Nia Jax is going
to
win?
I'll give it to her.
I think Alexa,
she'll lose on Monday.
I think Alexa Bliss retains.
I'll give it to Nia.
You give it to Nia? So you have Nia?
Yep.
Okay, I'll stick with Alexa Bliss. That means there's one more match. Probably the only match that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I'll turn this on at 9:30.
Yeah, Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship.
Braun needs to win.
Why is that?
You don't have Braun Strowman lose at this point. He's your guy. He's the new Brock Lesnar. Brock can afford a loss to Braun. I don't know how much Braun, even though it's to Brock. If Braun gets in these high-profile matches and then loses, well, then who does he turn into?
Rusev,
Bray, all these guys. Braun needs to win this match. I'm sure of it. And I don't know if he will. I'll take him to. But if you're scripting this out, Braun needs to beat Brock Lesnar.
I just can't see a way that they go with Braun because I feel they're so set in their ways, they won't change it because they see Roman Reigns as the top face of WWE. They're going to have him beat John Cena. They're going to have Braun lose to Brock. Then they're going to say, look at Brock. He's run through everybody. Who can beat Brock? And Roman will be the guy that does it, finally.
Where's Samoa Joe been?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while.
All right, he can come back and fight Reigns for something.
Yeah, Braun loses, I'm not going to be happy, but I don't think he's going to win. I just don't see it happening.
And Finn can take on Braun.
Finn is so low now. He's a mid-carder now. They relegated him to the mid. I mean, he's fighting guys like Elias Sampson.
So then do a battle royale. Finn wins. You're in the top card again.
It's like a battle royale to be in the top card? Like, that's going to be the title of it?
I mean, that's how Jinder got there.
He didn't win the Battle Royale.
What did he win?
Didn't Mojo Rawley win the WrestleMania Andre the Giant?
No, Jinder won.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Something on SmackDown.
Okay. I thought you were referencing the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, where Gronk
was
in the
ring.
No,
I never referenced that. That's stupid. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, it's to get everybody on the card.
I mean, I'm a real pill right now, but I'm not wrong about much.
I'm not saying you're wrong about anything. I just don't see Braun winning.
I think that he will. He should. I'm going to take him, too.
You're
going to
take him?
Yeah.
All right, so I got Brock, you got Braun?
Yeah. They've built it so that Braun wins, right? Haven't they?
Yeah, you're not wrong about that, but I just don't think they're going to go against their original plan. I don't think that they want Braun as the champion beating Brock. I think they want Roman beating Brock. And that's the only thing that's keeping me away from saying, oh, I actually think Braun will win this match. But they've done crazier things in the past. They've done things
they
that I've been wrong
Brock,
about.
Roman would be fighting Brock.
Maybe they're looking for a different avenue for him.
And Braun would be fighting Cena.
Braun did fight Cena.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah, it was
on
one
Raw.
Match.
He
yeah.
lost.
Well, that would be the feud.
DQ'd.
They wouldn't have, I just don't think they'd pair these guys together if they're going to have Braun lose. I really don't.
I hope not. As I said last week, what does that do for Braun? It kills all of his momentum if he loses to Brock. So there's no reason to believe that he shouldn't beat Brock. I just don't think he will, because I think Vince is so set in his ways that he wants Roman to be the face of the company, and he's trying to find a way to get Roman and putting him up against a guy like Cena. Maybe that's his idea that, well, if Roman beats Cena, maybe fans will like him because he beat John Cena. But I don't see that happening either. But the way they want to build Roman, in my eyes, is having Brock run through the roster and beating all the top guys until WrestleMania, where Roman beats Brock, and then Roman can say, I retired The Undertaker, and I conquered the Beast.
I don't think he needs that and, though. He retired The Undertaker.
Yeah, but Undertaker's old.
Well, he retired The Undertaker.
Well, I don't think he's retired. I think he's coming back again.
Yeah, me too.
Which is sad. I don't want to see happen.
I'm surprised how dead set you are on Roman having to beat Brock.
I'm not, like, I don't want to believe it, but I just, I mean, that's been my prediction for a while now, and I don't see it changing, because I don't think that, we've seen it for 2 years now with Roman Reigns. They keep shoving him down the throats of the fans of the WWE, and as much as we boo him, as much as we say we don't want him to be the top guy, he continues to be in the major storylines.
Right, I think they'll continue to do that, but we're talking about Strowman, Lesnar, and all you can mention is Roman Reigns.
Yeah, whose fault is that?
Yours!
How's that my fault?
Because you're obsessed with him! Braun's going to win this match!
I just don't see it happen. You know what? If Braun wins this match, I'll be happy and I'll change my opinion.
Well, yeah.
I'll say, okay, they're finally doing something right. They're finally moving on from Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
But if Brock wins this match,
Roman Reigns is not in the match, Cody.
I know that. I know
Do
this.
You?
I'm taking Brock.
I'm taking Bronny. Ryan Braun.
Ryan Braun.
Ryan Braun. Taking Bronny.
Taking Braun?
Yeah.
I think it's Roman. I'm taking Brock.
Who plays Sunday night? Raiders, Washington? All right, I'll pop this on at 9:30.
Is it Raiders and Redskins?
Yeah.
I got Kirk Cousins going on my fantasy team.
No one cares about your fantasy team. Only you.
You're right. You're right about that.
Only you.
You're absolutely right about that. Nobody cares about my fantasy team. Nobody cares about your fantasy team. Nobody cares about anybody's fantasy team except their own.
Nobody cares about your dreams. Nobody cares about your fantasy team. I don't care if you didn't get J.J. Nelson.
Because you got him, right?
No, I didn't. I was a different league. Yeah. So I take Bronny.
Okay. If you had the first pick in the WWE Fantasy League, who would you take?
What's the scoring?
Scoring is match wins, titles, airtime. I don't know.
I take Braun. Braun's the face of the company.
He's a heel.
He doesn't get booed.
No, he doesn't get booed. No, you're right. He does not get booed, but he's still represented as a heel.
So is Stone Cold.
Yeah, no. When he was wrestling Vince McMahon, he was doing the tactics
People love
of a
Braun
heel.
Strowman.
No, they do. You're right. I love Braun Strowman. He's my favorite wrestler on Raw right now.
Well, you're going to be very happy Sunday night, though.
I hope he does win. I want him to win.
He'll be very happy.
Okay. Anything else we got to talk about? Bobby Heenan passed away.
I didn't watch. I can't add that much.
Yeah, well, he's the greatest manager of all time.
I don't even know.
That's all I can say.
Unfortunately, I
didn't watch during that time either. I've seen YouTube videos of him and seen him as a commentator with Gorilla Monsoon. in the old WWF back in the late 80s, but that's about it. I mean, my favorite manager is still Paul Heyman because I've seen him, but Bobby Heenan is widely renowned as the greatest wrestling manager of all time. He managed all the Hall of Famers, Andre the Giant. He managed Ric Flair. He managed Mr. Perfect, several other guys that are in the Hall of Fame right now. So definitely one of the greatest of all time.
I wish I could have more to say.
I hear you. I hear you. So that's our No Mercy Pick'ems.
Yeah, go Braun.
Yeah, I hope he does win. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. No Mercy this Sunday at the Staples Center in Los Angeles on the WWE Network. I'm giving them free advertising.
Okay. We give the Packers and Brewers free advertising all the time.
Yeah, that's true. That's Bart Winkler, co-host of the Chuck and Winkler Show. I'm Cody Grant, producer of the Chuck and Winkler Show. This is our WWE podcast, episode 3 on 105.7 FM, The Fan.